On a Wednesday, we continue the conversation with Larissa Draves, the executive director of the Michigan Association of Convention and Visitor Bureaus. Larissa, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Good to have you here. The Convention and Visitors Bureau has benefited, in my estimation, from the campaign that's gone on for years for Pure Michigan. I think everybody in Michigan has an affection for Pure Michigan. We all know what it is, and of course, we've had some fun with it along the way, too, but good things and bad, but mostly Pure Michigan has been very good things for Michigan. It was slashed, as you know, from the governor's budget. It was taken out. I think the line item veto was for $37.5 million. And critics of the whole Pure Michigan campaign say it was a waste of money, that it was the state advertising for one industry. It was unfair. It was wrong. You strongly disagree.
I do strongly disagree. The campaign is a win-win. There is money being spent, but for every dollar being spent, there's $9.28 in state taxes coming back to the state. It's a very strong brand. It allows convention and visitor bureaus and others in our industry to partner with the state. And it's just the strongest brand we've probably ever had. I've been in the business for 30 years, and I can't think of any time that we've had this strong of a brand. So to line item veto, it means we won't be advertising. I mean, in essence, the brand could go away, brand awareness.
Do you think the governor thought when she was putting a line item veto on that $37.5 million that she was doing it to get attention, to make a point, and that it would be put back in? Do you think she played a political game with it and lost?
I don't know what the governor was thinking. all I know is we need to work together to get this restored. I do believe the governor Whitmer has a strong affection for our state. And I think she realizes that the brand goes beyond tourism advertising. The brand is known nationally and globally. It's become a source of pride for our state. It's on merchandise. It's on things from T-shirts and water bottles. It's on license plates. It's on the Ford 150, F-150 pickup truck. We are hoping that the governor will work with the legislature to get those rectified.
Well, yeah. Is there any movement on that? I mean, I don't hear Mike Shirky or the Republicans moving to change anything. There are strong critics of the Pure Michigan campaign, as you know, that are vocal critics and say it was a waste of money. And again, advertising for a single industry, they say is terrible. So how do you get over that hump? Who do you talk to? Where do you turn to?
Well, we had a legislative lunch in Lansing last Thursday, October 24th. And, you know, I had some really positive conversations. I was hearing some positive things that day from both sides of the aisle. I spent a lot of time making sure I didn't just talk to one party or just a House member. I talked to the Senate as well. And I was hearing that there is some discussion going on. And yes, we are a pawn in a much larger battle, and that's not fair to our industry, but that's how it is. I am encouraged that they're talking. I think there's a lot of trust that needs to be built.
Let me ask you this. Would you be satisfied if it came back at funding from previous years? I mean, 37.5 was an increase from where it was. Would you think that you could cope with less?
I think we can cope with less. I think we will lose some of our competitive edge with other states. I mean, that's been proven historically. We know the numbers of what's happened when funding has been cut in other states. But I mean, of course, we're gonna work hard with whatever cards we are dealt. But we do know that, you know, travel and tourism is the state's second largest industry, and it directly supports it supports more than 346,000 jobs across the state. And people, if this doesn't get funded, there will be layoffs. I mean, people will have to scale back on the number of employees. They'll have to cut back on their employees' hours. And there'll be less discretionary spending in the state's economy. I mean, people won't be able to afford to go out to restaurants, entertainment, retail spending. I mean, all of the people in the tourism industry will be impacted in some way.
So you think this is going to cost people jobs, lose revenue in, you know, the place? Now, you say for every dollar spent, $9 comes back. Other studies have showed very different results. What do you make of that argument that the results are exaggerated when you say it brings $9 back?
You know, I feel like our state tourism office has done due diligence in their research. They had a long-term research company they used for years and years and years. And there was a lot of criticism of, oh, that number is too high. That can't be right. So then a couple of years ago, they switched to another nationally known research company, and they came in with the same numbers. You know, I look at our friends in Illinois. They're using a different company than we are, and their ROI for 2018 was $9. So do I think it's in the ballpark? Yes, I think it's in the ballpark. I think it's a very accurate number.
So what happens if it doesn't come back at all? Well, I mean, I don't know where there's conversations. I don't know how you move the needle. I don't know how you get to the next part of the conversation or what happens next. But if the 37.5 million, because right now it doesn't appear that the Republicans, I think in order for it to happen, there'd have to be something put forth, supplemental spending, right? I mean, I don't know. It was line itemed out. I don't have any idea if the governor thinks she did the right thing or the wrong thing, but I know it was line itemed out. And unless something is brought back or suggested or agreed to, I don't know how it would be able to come back at all.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know all the technical parts of how you bring it back, but I think it's something the legislature, they do have some tools that they can use to help bring this back. And I'm just encouraged by the fact that there are conversations going on. We know that for a fact. We know there's conversations going on. And I think, you know, in terms of what people in the tourism industry and people outside the tourism industry, people that are passionate about our Pure Michigan campaign and our brand, I'd ask them to pick up the phone and call their legislator and call the governor's office.
Well, there you go. Well, I guess we'll see what happens. But Pure Michigan right now has been line-itemed out. Larissa, I greatly appreciate your time here. Larissa Draves, the executive director of the Michigan Association of Convention and Visitors Bureaus. We'll see how it plays out. Might talk to you again sometime soon.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here. Pure Michigan, in the middle of a pure political fight, it appears. By the way, I don't want you in the middle of a pure political fight. I want you to win a $7,000 prize package. Just over $7,000 worth of equipment from Wolverine Water can be yours if you sign up today at stevegruber.com. Go to stevegruber.com. You'll see the big Wolverine contest link right there at the top of the page. Boom, hits you right there. You'll get a blue line system to treat your water. No matter what's going on in your house, maybe your place up north, wherever it is, a blue line system to treat your water. Then a reverse osmosis system to create the best drinking water you've ever tasted. And then a great machine to clean the air. It's pure water and clean air. So two machines to clean your water. And then a machine to clean your air. It's all there. Go to stevegruber.com to find out more and to sign up. Do it right now. $7,000 by Christmas.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. All across the state, businesses have joined the Michigan Chamber to be a part of the most influential business voice in Lansing. As a member, companies become part of a statewide network of small business, medium-sized companies, and industry leaders focused on improving pro-business legislation within state government. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all that we do. Together, we can make a difference, and together, we ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost.
I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by OK to Say and MA.